AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Democratic National Convention has been called to order. President Biden's the headline speaker tonight, and Sagar Magani reports his daughter will introduce him.
Ashley Biden will set the stage for her dad's speech, which is expected to serve as a type of political farewell for the president. First Lady Jill Biden will speak first. The rest of the speaking program on the convention's first day has Democratic Party stars like Hillary Clinton and union leaders.
Meantime, Donald Trump's campaigning in a battleground state.
When I'm back in the White House, America's future will be built right here in Pennsylvania.
Former President Donald Trump at a manufacturing plant in Pennsylvania, blasting Vice President Kamala Harris for her policies on immigration and the economy.
Kamala Harris is an economy wrecker and a country destroyer. Our country will be destroyed if she gets in.
His running mate, J.D. Vance, stumping in Philadelphia.
She wants to make groceries and homes more affordable for American citizens. Well, Kamala Harris, where have you been?
But there's a different story coming from the Democratic convention leaders in Chicago. Biden advisor Cedric Richmond.
A positive, joyful vision for the future.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. intelligence community says Iran is to blame for the hack of the Trump campaign, the U.S. government's first public attribution of the hack to a foreign entity. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss differences with Hamas, holding up a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza.
He confirmed to me that Israel accepts the bridging proposal, that he supports it. It's now incumbent on Hamas to do the same.
Officials in Connecticut say two women died after being swept away by floodwaters. Storms brought as much as a foot of rain to parts of the state and Long Island starting Sunday and into this morning, trapping people in cars and a restaurant. This is AP News. Summer vacations coming to an end for many. And at Donahue reports, the start of the new school year's not going smoothly in one major Midwest city.
A chaotic first day of school in St. Louis got off to a rocky start. Three bus vendors in St. Louis pulled out at the last minute. Hundreds of parents had to scramble to get their kids to school. St. Louis Public Schools had been struggling to devise a plan to get kids to classes since March, when Missouri Central School Bus Company canceled its contract for the current school year. Instead of hiring a single vendor, the plan was to use other school bus companies, metro buses, taxis, and other shuttle services. Some parents were given gas cards to get their kids to school. Parents and volunteers were standing at bus stops and taking other steps to help make sure kids were safe and that their ride showed up. The district in St. Louis is still working on alternative plans. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thank you, Ed. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.